Class is in session.
Psst, it's time to get packed for Vegas. Come on!
All righty, pack her up. My biggest problem is always, how can I fit 17 pairs of shoes in such a tiny suitcase? I mean, is this under 50 milliliters? Are we okay with this? Too much of this is what, gonna tip the plane when I take it on? I don't understand the rules. Come on now. And no, I can't tell you what's in here yet. You're gonna have to wait. Another secret outfit. Socks are a really important choice. So is Gitch. Okay, just a sneak. No.
It's 11:30 a.m. right now, and our flight is at 8:30 tonight, and I haven't even started packing. I'm still in my day pajamas, but maybe you can pack with me. So Joe got me this beautiful orange suitcase because she knows what my travel outfit looks like, and then I found this orange backpack, so I'm just going to be all styling, and Joe's somewhat packed. I don't even know if that's packed, but that's her situation. I forgot to turn the ring light on, but yay, now there's more light. Joe and I have never been to Vegas. It's gonna be our first time, so we're pretty excited. We don't know what to expect, but we wanna definitely have an adventure. That being said, we both love shoes. We both love hats. It's going to be very hard for us to pack. That rhymed. We have a couple of events that we have to go to, so I have to pack 2 pairs of heels, 2 dresses, and then just like regular clothes, swimsuit, flip-flops. Let's see if we can all fit it in here. I also have a super cute outfit that I'm gonna wear on Saturday, so somehow I have to also manage to pack these boots because it's not gonna be a complete ensemble if I don't have these boots. So a couple days ago, I actually tried packing to see if I could fit everything that I needed into the suitcase. And when I was doing it, it was like super tight, and I was like, okay, I might have to leave this behind. It doesn't fit. I tried fitting a lot of stuff in this backpack and it also didn't fit. And so I was like, shoot, I'm gonna have to leave one outfit behind. Now I feel like I'm missing something because everything went in and there's like spare room. We'll do an outfit reveal when Joe gets home.
We're ready for Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
Look at these shoes.
I don't know the rest of the words, but I really love Elvis.
Okay, we ready to go?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Viva Las Vegas.
We're off to the airport.
Off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Ray back there said he would drive us, but Joe can't let anybody else drive.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
I hurt my shoulder in that last move. That's gonna leave a mark. The food here is insanely expensive. Water.
$4.
Look at what Joe got.
It's my little
tiny little burger.
With Brie.
And I got a poutine Montreal smoked meat.
Extra gravy was $4. I will be
dipping.
We found the worst lighting in the airport, and we decided this was our space that we were going to talk about Anna going through security and them asking her to take this off.
Because this was flashing in the
thing. They're like, you got to take it off.
You know when you have to stand like this and the thing goes around you? Anyways, this thing went off.
So they said, take it off. So they did this. Take it off, baby. She took it off, and then it fell down, and she goes like this. As though she revealed something in her
Nothing to see.
What am I getting again?
Passion fruit iced tea.
No sweetener.
No lemon.
Hot.
No lemonade.
Can you text it to me?
Perfect.
What did you get?
Perfect. I got all the sugar and extra sugar and then a little bit more sugar.
Last night, if you were on my live, you know that I was
freaking out a little bit because I had to scan our passports on like the webcam of the computer, and it wasn't working. Anyways, finally it ended up working, and I knew that our passports were verified because I went through the trauma. And then He said,
if you haven't seen a real agent, bring up your passport. So he's misleading people.
Nope.
He never saw a real agent. Mm-hmm. He said, if you haven't seen a real WestJet agent,
nope,
with a vest on and a name tag, come up there.
Mm-mm. The first part of that sentence that Joe did not listen to was, if you haven't had your passports verified, which is what
by
I did last
WestJet
night.
Agent.
So say it.
He was wrong.
Say it.
He was wrong.
Say it.
Isn't my fade nice?
Say it.
You were right.
Thank you.
Anna's put on the sun in here.
Because
we're gonna
get
kicked out of the plane.
The lighting on this plane is not
good. That's
it. So I needed to take out our light.
I had to negotiate our way to get in here quickly in order to get an overhead bin compartment. You have no idea what I had to do over there. But this girl comes in and puts this light on, we're gonna be asked to get off.
Or she could just say, she could just
walk to Vegas.
She could just say thank you for making me look good.
Shut it down.
Tired.
Perk up. This is for Grandma Ruby. Elephants.
Do we have to do it? Is it still
alive? Let's go.
Let's go.
I guess it's faster to do that, right?
Ooh.
Rub the lamp.
Oh my god.
Oh, did you do it ahead of time last time or no?
Oh, it's just like at home.
$3.
It smells.
I don't know where I'm going.
It smells so good.
Show the casino
how big it is.
We have arrived.
This is a fantasy suite. It's like The Bachelorette.
They said something about our rooms anyways, and we ended up getting upgraded to the Fantasy Tower. Look at how pretty this room is.
So pretty. And
also,
says, look, welcome Joanna Johnson.
Also, as we're getting into the elevator, there's a whole bunch of numbers that are on the top of the elevator. And I'm like, no, it's just an elevator and we can push whatever floor it is. So I hop into the elevator and this one freaks out and didn't come into the elevator with me.
Thought she was getting into the wrong one.
$100 in free play. Morning,
Vietnam.
What?
That's a movie.
We're in Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby. But this is bad. Why is this such bad lighting?
I look great.
I look awful.
So last night, I ended up winning.
I did not. That's why you marry somebody, guys. Just so you know, this is the rule of marriage. If one person loses, the other one wins. That's how you have a healthy, happy marriage.
So today we have a pool party. And then other stuff.
This is what I'm wearing at my pool party. That's my Crocs. Anna's not so happy with the Crocs.
I don't like Crocs.
They look cute with the outfit.
But
And then we're going to tour the entire day. We're going to take you with us. We're going to go to the strip. We're going to go shopping, of course. And we're going to go to downtown. And we're going to go see that pyramid right there. Anna, show them the pyramid.
Vegas, baby.
Ooh, Vegas, baby.
We also had breakfast and it was delicious, but I didn't film that because, well, we weren't ready.
Of course it wouldn't be Vegas without a pool party, baby. Is my hair okay?
The pool party was so much fun. And now...
My hair's not done. Don't worry, I'm putting on a hat.
Now we're going to go see Vegas. We're going to go
Vegas,
visit
baby.
It. We're going to go see everything, all of it. How cute do we
Vegas
look?
Appropriate?
I hope so. I think so. Let's go.
This is like the echo. This is a good cover of like a magazine or something. I'm into it.
I feel like we're going to do a lot of walking, and it's Vegas. We're very Canadian right now because...
What do you mean?
I just feel like it's going to be hot out, and I'm over here with a jacket and boots.
No, we look good. We look good.
Guys, this is insane.
We are at the Venetian.
It's Europe in the United States.
Look at that.
This is the mall that we're at. It is huge. We could have gone on a gondola, I don't know, a little ride, but we didn't.
We're at Caesar's Palace, and I think we're gonna go inside. Let's go inside.
I don't know how to get in. I don't know how to get in.
Joe and I found the cutest little restaurant. Joe describes it as Alice in Wonderland, which...
Alice in Wonderland, guys, it's insane.
It's really cute.
Little creatures are gonna come out and tie up my hair.
And we're gonna show you what we need because this is so cute.
Side note, this is my new merch. Check it out, 1975. You can customize whatever year you want. This is the best year because Jaws and I were born then. And then on the back, incredibly significant years with descriptions on each, so you can be a history major and look cool.
Burger, guys.
Ooh. Guys. 0 out of 10. I don't even. I haven't even tried it yet. I don't know.
Don't give it a 0 out of 10 just yet,
guys. I don't know.
Here we go. We got a Cobb salad.
Look at that.
That is brilliant.
Balsamic on the side.
Listen, I should have got the Cobb salad. All right, try it.
Joe was so quick to change as soon as we
got
home.
Guys, my feet are on fire. Fire feet. Whatever that is. I wore great shoes, but we walked 1,700 kilometers today.
We had a good day today.
The Bellagio, the Caesar Palace, the... What's the other one?
The Italian
one. Balenciaga.
No, the Italian one.
The Venetian. Yeah. The Venetian blind we saw. We went to the Planet Hollywood. No. Urban Planet Hollywood.
We saw lots of stuff. We saw the fountains, the Eiffel Tower.
Guys, the Bellagio water show, listen.
It was cute. We were just
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but this is the most ridiculous thing that I watched.
We were on the wrong side. We were at the back of it instead of at the front of it.
I'll tell you what you see from the front side. The same pathetic little
streams of water. No, because there was trees all over the place.
And it blew on me, so my feet are hurting, and then it blew water on me.
Good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Good morning, team. It's our last day here in Vegas.
I feel nervous.
Nervous?
My stomach's upset.
We're getting kicked out of here in like 30 minutes.
Such a strong word. We've paid. They haven't asked us to leave.
They will. Anyways, we have to check out at 11. So we kind of had to get half ready.
11:30. I got an extra half hour of my wit and charm.
Mm-hmm. So we had to get half ready. And then all of our other stuff is packed so that we can get changed downstairs.
Okay, I'm gonna do a Zoom with my outfit.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. You have to pause that. Ready for the back?
Well, all right, so tell us, what's your name and what's your handle?
Joanna Johnson. I almost led with my handle. Unlearn16.
Unlearn16. And what is Unlearn all about?
It means that we need to unlearn the prejudice, the stereotypes, the discriminatory factors that have been shoved in our heads without our consent. Make space for new learning.
I love that. How do you undo it all?
You start with being authentic. You start with getting to know who you are, how you stand in this world, what's healthy as you stand in this world, and then you can be a better person for everybody around you.
I love that. You're amazing. And you know what? You really care about this. I can tell. I can see it.
That's all I do.
You're nominated tonight?
I am.
She's nominated.
I'm Learn 16 in the Enlightened Educator category. I'm a teacher.
Oh, so amazing. I think she's taking it home. The heart is here, honey. It is here. We love it. Right here at the Cheer Choice Awards. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
That's right. Unlearn 16 right here at the Cheer Choice Awards.
Unlearn 16. And the winner is... Marcus, can you help me, bro? Unlearn 16.
Missed.